Hello, and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. We are doing a book study on this book written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we are on Chapter 10, Section 5, The Meaning of Surrender When Disaster Strikes. My name's Barbara Wainwright, and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
Chapter 10, Section 5. The meaning of surrender when disaster strikes. As far as the still unconscious majority of the population is concerned, only a critical limit situation has the potential to crack the hard shell of the ego and force them into surrender, and so into the awakened state. A limit situation arises when, through some disaster, drastic upheaval, deep loss or suffering, your whole world is shattered and it doesn't make sense anymore. It is an encounter with death, be it physical or psychological. The egoic mind, the creator of this world, collapses. Out of the ashes of the old world, a new world can then come into being.
There is no guarantee, of course, that even a limit situation will do it. But the potential is always there. Some people's resistance to what is even intensifies in such a situation, and so it becomes a descent into hell. In others, there may only be partial surrender. But even that will give them a certain depth and serenity that were not there before. Parts of the ego shell break off, and this allows small amounts of the radiance and peace that lie beyond the mind to shine through.
He talks about the still unconscious majority of the population. I believe that is still to this day true, even though book was written, I believe, almost 2 decades ago. It's still true. And, I'm wondering what it will take to awaken the masses. I don't know what that will be. I will say this, the COVID epidemic, I believe, helped to wake up a lot of people to what's important in life and what matters most in life. Limit situations have produced many miracles. There have been murderers in death row waiting for execution who, in the last few hours of their lives, experienced the egoless state and the deep joy and peace that comes with it. The inner resistance to the situation they found themselves in became so intense as to produce unbearable suffering. And there was nowhere to run and nothing to do to escape it, not even a mind-projected future. So they were forced into complete acceptance of the unacceptable. They were forced into surrender. In this way, they were able to enter the state of grace, with which comes redemption, complete release from the past. Of course, it is not really the limit situation that makes room for the miracle of grace and redemption, but the act of surrender.
That's interesting because I'm experiencing that in my life right now, just by practicing presence and such. But it's all due to like inner resistance that I have or have had in my life situation, if you will.
Yeah. And that is so interesting that you talked about the inner resistance. So what's going on with me right now is I have physical pain in my right hip when I'm walking. And I, technically should not. However, I do. And one of the things that I am also working through is the inner resistance to the fact that there's no physical reason for that pain. So my subconscious mind is causing pain by thinking there's going to be pain when I walk, and therefore there is pain when I walk. However, if I can get into the right state of mind and recognize that there's no logical, no physical reason for there to be pain, then I can walk without pain. So it's the same thing. It's an inner resistance. I believe it has a lot to do with my subconscious mind being in protective mode, going, hep, don't step there because that's going to hurt. And then sure enough, it does because of the resistance that I'm experiencing. So it's really a difficult thing to keep the inner resistance in check so that I can be without pain. Is that similar to what you're experiencing, only in a different way?
Yeah, you described that well.
That's really something.
So whenever any kind of disaster strikes, or something goes seriously wrong, illness, disability, loss of home or fortune, or of a socially defined identity, breakup of a close relationship, death or suffering of a loved one, or your own impending death, know that there is another side to it. That you are just one step away from something incredible. A complete alchemical transmutation of the base metal of pain and suffering into gold. That one step is called surrender.
I love that. Surrender to what is, and experience the transmutation of pain into light energy. And it's just so interesting that consciously I am so willing to surrender. And subconsciously, there's an inner resistance. I think it's because I've had the pain in my hip for 6 months now. So my subconscious mind goes up, don't walk on that. That's going to be pain. If I can get in the right frame of mind, I walk without pain. But it really takes practice. It takes going slow. It takes putting barely any weight on my hip, then a little bit more weight, and then a little bit more weight. And I have to go very, very slowly, or my subconscious mind kicks in and goes, that's going to hurt. And it sure as heck does. But if I take a deep breath and I go very slowly and I just rock back and forth, gently putting a little bit more weight, a little bit more weight. I mean, I have to go very, very slowly, which for me is completely unnatural. But if I can go slow, within a few moments, minutes, even five minutes at the most, I can walk on that leg with no pain. So I know it's in my mind. Somehow it's very difficult. I can't just get up and go. If I get up and go, I'm like super pain because my subconscious mind is kicking in. But if I go really slow, I guess because I'm present, going, I have to be very, very present to go slow. Otherwise, I want to just get up and go. So if I'm present, then I can walk without pain. That's what it is. I have to be very, very present and go very, very slow to get into that state. So interesting.
Yeah, you're literally just practicing presence because you have to consciously make every movement like count. Otherwise, you'll get thrown into your subconscious mind and then you'll end up in pain again.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's going on. I have to be super present and go super slow, but I can't go super slow unless I'm super present. So I have to be super present to go super slow so that I can, right? And my subconscious mind can figure it out. We're safe. It's okay. It's not going to be painful. That's alchemical transmutation of the base metal of pain into gold. I do not mean to say that you will become happy in such a situation. You will not. But fear and pain will become transmuted into an inner peace and serenity that come from a very deep place, from the unmanifested itself. It is the peace of God which passes all understanding. Compared to that, happiness is quite a shallow thing. With this radiant peace comes the realization, not on the level of the mind, but within the depth of your being, that you are indestructible, immortal. This is not a belief. It is absolute certainty that needs no external evidence or proof from some secondary source. It seems very much in alignment with what we just said. That radiant peace comes when you're in full acceptance or surrender. When I surrender and when I get my conscious mind into alignment with my subconscious mind, I walk pain-free. But getting there requires full presence. And if I'm not fully present, it's difficult to get there. It's very, very interesting the way that works. Well, that's the end of this section. And as always, I trust that you have found some value in this and that maybe there's some things in your life that you need to surrender. Maybe there's some things or areas of your life that are causing you pain and struggle. And through surrender, if you can get there and surrender that situation and transmute it into peace and serenity, you will be blessed. It is a blessing to be able to get to the other side of the pain. Well, that's the end of this section, and I hope that you all have a wonderful week ahead. Bye for now.
Bye.